This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the latest round of tariffs announced by the president has introduced a new wave of uncertainty across global markets, with agriculture once again bracing for impact. The ag industry has historically been among the first targets for retaliatory measures, given its high visibility and economic sensitivity. Soybean producers are expected to bear the brunt of the fallout as international buyers look elsewhere to avoid U.S. supply disruptions. With profit margins already razor thin, many in the industry worry that even a short-term hit could have long-lasting consequences. We hear from the American Soybean Association next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
China is planning to respond to U.S. tariffs with retaliatory duties on a range of American commodities starting on April 10th, including a heavy focus on ag exports. Caleb Ragland is president of the American Soybean Association, and he voiced a deep concern over the new tariffs on soybeans, warning that they could further destabilize an already fragile market. He emphasized the urgent need for stable trade relationships to protect farmers who are already operating on the edge.
We're obviously very concerned because exports are the heart and soul of the soybean industry here in the United States. We export right at 50% of all of the soybeans we produce, and China in particular is our largest export customer, currently taking right at a quarter of all of U.S. production. So every fourth row of soybeans you see has currently been going to China.
Many in the ag industry are still feeling the lingering effects of the first round of tariffs implemented during President Trump's initial term. Those trade battles led to lost export markets and long-term shifts in global supply chains, particularly for soybeans. Experts say the recovery has been slow, and the new tariffs threaten to undo what little progress has been made since then.
We have the precedent from the trade war in 2018. At that time, one out of three rows was going to China. And after all the dust has settled, we have never gained back that full market share that we had. We've lost about 9% of U.S. production that used to be exported to China that now isn't. And our competitors in South America, mainly in Brazil, have filled that spot. And China has partnered with them and invested in infrastructure and ports and rail and roads and bridges, and we're not likely to get that back.
This latest escalation threatens to take an even greater toll on an already strained soybean industry. With buyers continuing to shift to other suppliers, American farmers are at risk of losing more ground that they may never regain. The risk of a new trade war could cost America's farmers even more overseas market share, something they can't afford to be profitable without.
How that relates to now is that we give an opportunity to our competition, they're going to take that and gobble that up, and we're liable not to get it back. And we must have strong exports in order for the soybean industry and agriculture in general to remain strong in the U.S. And we're in a tough stretch with the farm economy already, and hurting exports in combination with the already struggling farm economy is very, very dangerous and very scary for us in ag. That's our initial reaction.
As global competitors step in to fill the gap left by U.S. producers during a trade war, rebuilding trust and trade partnerships will only grow more difficult. Without swift action to ease tensions, long-term profitability could be at serious risk. I'm Dustin Huffman.